Welcome to the Floor Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 6th of August, recording at 10:13 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, the story today is we're seeing some selling pressure. Now, Wall Street's been levitating, as you know, certainly more than most other markets, except for some very interesting catch-up plays, which I'll mention in a minute. But it looks as if Wall Street's so overextended relative to its 200-day moving averages that it's certainly vulnerable to a reaction and consolidation. I'm not looking for a crash. I'm not looking for a bear market. I'm not looking for anything really serious because we still have that tailwind of the extremely accommodative monetary policy. But while investors have been saying over recent weeks that maybe we were going to have QE in perpetuity, I think the reality is that we're much closer to the first tapering move, possibly in September. Now, it's hardly the end of the world, but it's likely to cause a little bit of uncertainty in markets, especially, as I say, when they're overstretched and overbought on a short to medium term basis. So I think this is a more speculative environment that we are in right now. That doesn't mean that one abandons the ship and piles back into cash, but I think we do need to be careful. Don't pay up for anything, in my view. And I would use the strength that we've seen as an opportunity to lighten positions in anything that you're not too happy to hold going forward. So what's happened in here today? Starting with Asia, Japan had a decent day, up 1%, and the China indices were mostly firmer in here today, including the Shenzhen Composite, which is up over 1%, the Shanghai Composite up half a percent, but so many other indices were lower in here today. The majority of them, exceptions with modest gains to the upside of a third of a percent, were Thailand and Indonesia, but most of the others were lower. And the Philippines fell 1.37%. And the wooden spoon, Taiwan was down 1.25%, and the wooden spoon here was India, which has been a very poor performer over the last 3 weeks, having run back up to its high. It's in a sort of a schizoid mood where it's now pulling down, back down again, really quite sharply, and there are a number of concerns here. The great hope for India, in my opinion, is that Mr. Modi becomes the next prime minister, but that's not going to happen until probably well into next year. And meanwhile, there are plenty of other uncertainties and problems to consider in India, and the cost of the banks raising capital at a time when the currency is weak is at the forefront. So, what else is happening here? The European stock markets were pretty well all down here today. The German DAX had the biggest decline, down 1.17%. The Swiss SMI had a slight gain, just under a quarter of a percent. Wall Street, we saw some modest declines in here. They were pegged back. They were steeper earlier on in the day, and getting close to 1%. But they're just over half a percent for the S&P, NASDAQ, 0.75%, Dow, 0.6% And that is hardly taken a downward step here for the last 4 weeks. So I'm going to repeat the important point here. This really is susceptible to some mean reversion, and probably relatively soon, a mean reversion towards the 200-day moving averages, of course. Brazil, which had had a good technical rally overall, but saw a downward dynamic down over 2% here today, so it's checked that move to the upside. Long-dated government bonds, well, looks like a quite a quiet day, but the yields are basically firm, certainly among the certainly among the Western markets. Now, the US dollar was easier in here today, and we've seen the Australian dollar, which has been a very soft currency. They've been talking it down, as you know, but that is at 0.8985, so nearly back to 90 against the 0.90, I should say, against the US dollar. Also against the US dollar, the euro steady here at 133.08. Sterling unchanged. Now, in commodities, the generally soft tone continues on that CCI index that I post quite often. That's a continuous commodity index. It's an unweighted index, which makes it interesting to me, but it's approaching this important twice-tested 50 level of psychological support. It's only 4 points away from it. And we've got certainly some softness in the commodity markets here today, not least among the precious metals. Palladium, which has been the star performer among precious throughout well, I'd say throughout the last couple of years. But it looks it's rolling over near the higher side of its range and looks a bit toppy. Silver drifted down again, 19.44 is the actual spot level. And platinum also having looked like well, having had a good technical rally over the last few weeks, but that appears to be losing upside momentum as well. And gold, its rally has lost upward momentum, and we were down nearly $21 in here today to 1282. So I keep getting emails on the precious metals. We're all interested in the sector, and I would say that they have, well, at least gold and silver have fallen back to interesting levels, but those two important indices of the total return ETFs, which I posted yesterday, and I'm posting them again today with a little more extended discussion, they are still moving lower here overall. Well, the gold one is the silver one has ranged upwards a little bit, but it does also show a loss of momentum really since 2011. So my feeling is it's a good time to be sort of getting interested once again in the precious metals, but I wouldn't be rushing in there because the overall downward trends for gold and silver have certainly not been broken. And we need to see some support building, I think, before we can be confident of a significant rally overall. In other action within the commodity markets, the grains and beans, well, wheat was a little bit firmer here today, but soybeans and corn were both lower. Those prices are not moving up much on weather-related concerns. The big story, as you know, is that they've had sufficient rain. As a matter of fact, they've had too much rain, certainly in the central part of the United States. Now, industrial metals. They had seen some good rallies, better rallies than we'd seen for quite a while. This is a very has been a very depressed sector, as you know, but say we have had a reasonable rally for most of them over the last month. And aluminium is probably the main underperformer there. And what else to mention here? Crude oil, a little bit easier here today, but still a little bit uncomfortably high, in my opinion, as far as GDP growth is concerned. The WTI is down 86 cents to 105.70. The Brent is trading at 108.24. The U.S. natural gas contract 3.32. That's a huge economic advantage, energy cost advantage for the United States. Now, I mentioned earlier on in this audio that some of there were some interesting recovery candidates, and I did not discuss those, but what's happened is that we're getting some momentum investing in the Middle Eastern stock markets, and that's really being led by Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and Dubai not doing that badly either. And some of the African indices, although they've shown a little bit of loss of momentum in the last week or two, they have seen some good momentum moves in recent months, and those are probably not over. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.